schoolchildren saying that Ireland is full and that immigrants should go back to where they came from are among the comments that have been encountered by staff from Bohemians Football Club as they deliver a school programme aimed at combating anti-immigration sentiment in Dublin. The League of Ireland club have delivered 54 workshops to 5th and 6th class pupils in more than 20 schools across North Dublin. The workshops aim to teach them about the Irish experience of emigration so they have a better understanding of the situation of immigrants here. Our Eastern correspondent Samantha Labrary went along to one of the sessions.
France, England, Netherlands, Argentina, Japan.
At the Virgin Mary Boys School in Ballymun in North Dublin, sixth class students know they're footballers. They're looking at a picture of the Liverpool football team and listing the countries they come from. Just one of the devices used by staff from Bohemians Football Club to teach students through sport how we are different but the same.
Van Dijk, Slaw, Gravenberg, Cody Gakpo. Where are they all from? All from the same country, all a different skin colour, yeah? That's what we're saying. The same with Rashid Adeleke. Just because you look at someone's skin colour doesn't mean you just guess what country they're from.
The Belonging to a Fair City programme is trying to teach students not to judge people by how they look or where they come from. And in this school, students are getting the message.
Blake Hammond, and I'm from Ballymun. You can trust people that if they're different skin colour.
I'm Preston Walsh and I'm from Ballymun. Just because they're different skin colour doesn't mean you treat them different.
My name is Mason Hurry and I'm from Ballymun. The biggest thing I learned was that spreading empathy and sympathy was a really big thing.
I am Max Egan and I'm from Century. People can come from all around the world and just live in Ireland, and it's fantastic because different cultures merging into ours will always be great because we can learn a lot about different people and how they live their lives.
My name is Ridwan and I'm from Ireland, but my mum's from Nigeria. Yeah, I've really enjoyed it. It's the best thing I've ever did because I've learned loads and diversity is the best thing ever.
While the reaction here to immigrants has been positive, that hasn't been the same at all of the workshops.
My name is Avon Conway and I'm the head of community here at Bohemian Football Club. Overall, the reception has been very good and kids definitely are understanding the purpose behind it. We have gotten some comments, you know, that are very prevalent across social media, such as, you know, Ireland is full, go back to where you came from. And it's important to have children understand that what is being said about those people nowadays was said about Irish people for the last 200 years. But when you challenge the kids or go further on that, they can't actually say anything more, which tells you that they're hearing it at home, they're hearing it around the house or whatever. They don't really understand what it is that the impact that their words are having. What you just saw there with the Liverpool squad is, the funny thing is that at the minute Mo Salah is probably the best player in the world. So you have kids who are adore him on a Saturday, but then when somebody who looks like Mo Salah or has the same religion as Mo Salah comes to live in the area, these kids are being told to hate these people and to assume all the worst things about them.
The programme was designed in collaboration with Junior Achievement Ireland. Its Director of Business Development, Aveen Doyle Mulhare, would like to see the programme rolled out across the country.
The students at around this age, about 10 to 11, they start making decisions now that actually are going to affect their whole lives. And it's so important that they get them to think about how important diversity and inclusion is now and for their future.
Aveen Conway from Bohemians also wants to see this programme expanded.
The schools can't do it by themselves, the clubs can't do it by themselves. Kids aren't born racist, they pick it up, and so it's important that we get in at an early age and make them understand that.
Our Eastern correspondent, Samantha Labrary.